Nashville, it's that time again for the Delicious Elixir with DJ Raj, coming to you live from WRVU Nashville, Vanderbilt University Radio. That's right, y'all. Okay, this week we have a special in-studio guest, Mrs. Jill Andrews. That's right, y'all, coming straight from East Tennessee. She lives here now in Nashville. We're going to get into the music, but we got to, I'm going to play you one track while we set up. One or two tracks, and we'll be right back with that live fine music. All right, so we're gonna start you off with some Solomon Burke. I'll be doggone. Here we go.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day, and I'd be doggone if I wouldn't bring you my pay. But if I ever caught you running around, blowing my money all over this town, then I wouldn't be doggone. I'd be long gone. No, I wouldn't be doggone. I'd be long.
Folks, we're back. We got Jill Andrews in the studio. She's going to be performing live after this next song. We're still getting set up. Stick with us, and it's going to be a good time. All right, so I'm going to play you Slow Club, The Dog. Here we go.
Well,
All right, we are back just like that. You're listening to WRVU Nashville. We have special in-studio guest Jill Andrews. How's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
Very awesome. I can't wait. So let's see here. So from East Tennessee, you just moved to Nashville. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
If you want to kick some songs off for us.
Okay.
All right.
I can do that.
All right. Jill Andrews on WRVU.
This first song is called Blue Sky, and it's off of my album, The Mirror, that just came out in June. I've got some friends I love so much. They say to call, let's keep in touch under the blue sky. Under the blue sky. I've got a radio that plays my favorite songs all through the day. Under the blue sky. Under the blue sky. Oh, 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 I planted flowers in early spring. They grow and change like everything under the blue sky. Under the blue sky. I have to smile, I have to laugh at little things that make me mad under the blue sky. Under the blue sky.
Jill Andrews live at WRVU. Man, that was very beautiful, very beautiful.
Thanks, Roger.
Hey, no problem. All right, got another one for us here?
Yeah, I do. Let me change a couple things here real quick.
All right, you're good, you're good. So we got Jill Andrews live in studio on WRVU. This is the Delicious Elixir with DJ Raj. She comes from East Tennessee. Sounds good to me.
This next song is called Cut and Run. Thank you. tell all your friends. You can tell all your friends that I just cut and run when it got too tough. That I just cut and run when I had enough. And it's just like me to walk away so early.
Jill Andrews live at WRVU Nashville. Okay, thank you so much for coming in today, Jill.
It's my pleasure.
All right.
For sure.
Yeah, okay, man, that is sounding really well. I think we got a good mix going here, so I hope everybody out there is enjoying it. Real quick note, you can go to WRVU.org and click on Studio Cams and then click the guest studio cam. It'll be the second one down, and you can view Jill in here doing her thing. Okay.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Well, it's really horrible, like, resolution.
Let me change my posture a little. I have my leg up on the counter right now because I'm in a swivel chair, and I'm so afraid I'm going to get swiveled onto the floor.
Yeah, these chairs are kind of, they're a little tricky, but...
True.
Okay, so... let's see here. You got a new album called The Mirror, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it came out in June, last June.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Where'd you record that at?
I recorded it in Monroe, North Carolina, for the most part, with this fantastic engineer named Scott Salter. And then I recorded that last song and did a lot more kind of like icing on the cake. Recording and mixing by a wonderful friend of mine and fantastic and talented man named Nielsen Hubbard here in Nashville. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds really, really good, and it's mixed very well, too. I really enjoyed it.
Thanks.
So, you know, how do you, you know, what's your process on writing these songs? Does it just, you know, does it start off with a riff, or does it start off with a lyric or a thought?
I think it can be any of those things. For me, it's normally, I don't know, I guess just a chord on the guitar or a chord on the piano or, you know, something like that. Just a little melody idea. I know some people are like, they get an idea in their head and they're like, I'm going to write a song about that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time doing that.
Right.
I can't do that very, very well, but. I guess melody kind of drives me for the most part.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Let's see here. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's kind of, I mean, how do you fit the lyrics into the melody? I mean, what's your first, you know, do you just come up with a phrase or something like that, trying to wrap it around that sound of the little hook that you wrote, or is it on the guitar first, or?
I normally kind of write it all together at the same time.
Okay.
I get kind of a melody idea and then just kind of words just kind of flow from there. It's really a strange process. It's kind of like you feel like aliens are like implanting ideas in your brain or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you don't know where they come from a lot of times, and I don't know. It's a strange process.
Well, we are glad that you were good at it and that you're doing it, because it's awesome. Okay, so you...
this pollen is killing me.
Yeah, it's...
Not that there's pollen floating around in the studio, but I guess that's what it is. Like,
yeah.
It's killing me.
Yeah, we got a couple maple trees and, you know, some ragweed in here. Just keep them here at the WRV studios.
Yeah.
No, it's Nashville. It's really bad. It's supposedly it's like a dust bowl. Like wind just doesn't move here. Like everything's just trapped here and doesn't ever rain really much either. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just breathing the stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As opposed to East Tennessee, where you're up on the plateau and you got the, you know, that mountain air, that fresh stuff going on. So you just moved here recently, right?
Yeah, I moved here at the beginning of March, and living over in East Nashville and just really loving it so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was telling you earlier, people are just so friendly. I'm from Knoxville, and I lived there for 4 years, and before that I grew up in Johnson City. I don't know. People are just so friendly. I think it's a lot of people are musicians, you know, especially over in East Nashville, and everybody's just excited to talk and hang out and do all those things.
Yeah,
fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a cool thing happening here in Nashville. I think man, we're getting a lot of press here lately too. Like, we've been in GQ for, like, they said, like, some party at a bar out there, Five Spot, like, on Mondays is the coolest, best dressed party in the United States and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's crazy. But you know, there's been a lot of articles in Rolling Stone about Nashville being the new Seattle of the 90s, you know, so it's kind of exciting.
Seattle of the 90s? That's kind of scary. That's a scary thing to say.
Yeah.
I wonder what Seattle of the 90s was like.
Yeah, I don't...
Was that like Nirvana times?
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, they're saying
so
like there's...
wearing like their dad's plaid shirts and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah. Hey, plaid's back, man. What are you talking about?
I just remember when that Nirvana album came out, the live one, I just raided my dad's closet. And that's all I wore was my dad's shirts.
That's awesome. But, yeah, so Nashville's got a cool thing going on. But, man, you know, Knoxville and Johnson City, it's some good musical towns in Tennessee as well.
Yeah.
You got Nashville with Knoxville with the WDBX. That's just like the heart of Knoxville. And, man, Matt Moorlach's music down there. I don't have any ties to him. It's just, you know, I drive through there and got some buddies that live there too. So.
Yeah, it's a good place for sure.
And Johnson City. So, we're both from Johnson City.
Uh-huh.
And many people might know it, but you're kind of like the Bruce Springsteen of if Johnson City was New Jersey, you would be Bruce Springsteen.
I would be. I would have a nice butt. Sorry I said that.
Oh, it's all right.
My mom's not listening.
Yeah. It's all good, but let's see here. But yeah, so you know, the whole town like loves you and, you know, your previous band, the Everybody Fields. How's that feel just to know like there's a whole town that's like pulling for you?
Well, you know, that feels great to know that people are on your, you know, they're on your side, they've got your back and all that, and interested in what I'm doing and all that. It's really cool. But yeah, you know, I don't walk around feeling like the Bruce Springsteen of the Tri-Cities or anything like that. I think that might just be more in your mind than it is in mine. I've never thought about that before.
No, I just know that, you know, there's not a ton of musicians that have came out of Johnson City. Well, recently, yeah. I know there's some from Old Time and stuff like that. And they, Kenny Chesney went to ETSU.
Yeah, I think he did for like a year or something. Yeah.
But you're way better than him.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Just different.
I definitely would.
All right.
But did you go through the? There, not many people out there might know, but there's a you can major in bluegrass.
Yeah.
At ETSU.
Yep.
Did you go through that program or?
I did. Yeah. I don't know if you can major in it or if you can just minor in it. Or
oh, okay.
Maybe it is a major now, but either way, yeah. It's pretty cool. I took some guitar. Classes, I guess.
Yeah.
And some songwriting classes and all that. It was really fun. It was a good way to spend college tuition and yeah. hours. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Much better than economics or something like that. But
yeah, I actually wish I would have taken some economics.
Yeah, you learned the business side a little bit better. Yeah, I hear you.
A little bit, you know.
Well, cool. All right. So, again, this is Jill Andrews live on WRVU. Let's see. You want to play some more songs for us?
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll do that.
All right. Here we go, Jill Andrews.
And I can't sing these songs no more. Can't look in your eyes pretending that you still love me. There's no hope in that. You gave up a long time ago, but I'm searching now, not finding a better part of me, 'cause I want it back, and I want it back. I wasted the night away on beers and poker games. Told myself I was gonna make something good of this day. You told me lies with your hands and the truth with your lips. You always smile at the good crew in their sinking ship.
Jill Andrews live on WRVU Nashville. Okay, so she has a album called The Mirror, and you can get that. Where can you get that at?
You can get it off iTunes. You can meet me in the Office Depot parking lot in a couple minutes.
Right on.
You can get it at my show at 3rd and Lindsley, which is going to be May 1st.
Yep, that's Tuesday, May 1st at 3rd and Lindsley.
Yeah, that's going to be really super fun. I'm playing with this guy named Eric Baker. Come check it out.
Yeah,
I think the show starts at 8 o'clock.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, you want to get into another song here?
Sure, let's see. Let's do a little happier one here. You got a way of making things hard, and I got a way of putting
putting your things out in the yard, and oh my God, have found another man to help me lose my way. Oh my God, please help me discover a better way to spend the day. Making things wrong, and I got a way of writing those things down in all my songs. And oh my God, I have found another man to help me lose my way. Oh my God, please help me discover a better way to spend the day. It's sunny outside and you're still complaining, holding your breath with all this fresh air around, and it's only entertaining you.
Yes, the sweet, sweet sounds of Jill Andrews coming to you live from WRVU Nashville. Okay, so let's see here. So you got a show Tuesday, May 1st at 3rd and Lindsley.
Yeah.
Let's see here. What can folks find find
you? That was loud, sorry.
Oh, that's cool. but yeah, where can folks get you online?
On iTunes, you can find my music there.
Like your website, Jill Andrews.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry. Yes. JillAndrews.com is my website. And
mm-hmm.
I have a all that stuff. Facebook page, all that stuff.
Right
so,
on.
I think there's another Jill Andrews that's a wedding designer.
Okay.
Wedding dress designer.
Oh, okay.
So don't get confused with her. I don't also design dresses. If I did, I'd probably be wearing one right now.
Yeah, there you go.
No, that'd be weird.
Yeah, it would be. I'm kidding. All right, so yeah, Jill Andrews Music at facebook.com, and you got Twitter and all this and all that, all the ones you're supposed to have if you're a musician trying to get it going. All right, well, cool. Let's see here, what other questions do I have for you? Are you going to be playing Bristol Rhythm and Roots this year? Or?
I don't think so. Okay. I'd love to, but I don't think so. Not this year.
Yeah, I missed this year's out of being a wedding. Speaking of wedding dresses, but yeah, I heard it was really, really awesome.
Past year?
Yeah.
It was awesome. What? I did play this past year, yeah. It was
okay.
Cool.
Was it just totally packed out to the gills?
Yeah, it was a big festival. This festival we're talking about is in Bristol.
Yep.
Tennessee/Virginia. It's
mm-hmm.
cool.
Yes, they're on State Street. One sidewalk is you're walking on in Virginia. The other side you're working in Tennessee. It's really awesome. I think it's the best festival going as far as country music, but not like Nashville country music. More alt country, I would guess, would be the word.
Like Americana, alt country kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. But let's see here. Okay. All right, we haven't really totally touched on this too much. Everybody Fields.
Uh-huh.
Let's see here. Any chance of y'all getting back together and doing anything again? I know y'all got together. It was kind of maybe a one-off type thing earlier this year or late last year.
Yeah, we did. Well, we got together in December and played a show, and it was great. It was super fun. The Everybody Fields was a band that I, for everyone that doesn't know, was a band that I played in for a long time, and we released 3 albums, and I'm really, really proud of the music that we created in that group.
Mm-hmm.
but yeah, we had like a couple reunion shows, yeah, it was fun, and there's a good chance we could do it again at some point, but we haven't made any plans to do that. You know, I'm so busy working on my own musical stuff, and everybody else is busy working on their stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess Sam, he's doing his old thing. He's releasing cassettes and
yeah, he's writing some really good music.
Yeah, that's cool. Some good fine folks. So yeah, definitely. Check out JillAndrews.com. Check out her older stuff on Everybody Fields, one word. And check out old Sam Quinn as well. He's a good man. But he owns the he has a contract for My Soul or My First Born Child. But we'll get into that later. When he gets in here sometime, we'll tell that story then. But okay, this is The Delicious Elixir with DJ Raj. You can check me out on facebook.com/Delicious Elixir. Okay, so Jill Andrews, live in studio. You want to play one more track for us?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, cool.
Let's see. This one is called... Well, let's see. I've done all songs from my album, The Mirror. Let me go back in time a little bit and play one from my EP. This one's called These Words.
Hold me up, 'cause I think I'll fall into you while you're falling out of love with me. Like you said you never do, and was I crazy to believe that it was true? And oh, God knows we've had a time seeing what grows on a shriveled vine. Look me up when you've had space, when you're ready to see my face in a room where we both could be, where somebody else may be loving me. Would you ball up your thank you.
cry out your name. Can go. Well, of course you can, but I swear that these words will stand up to you and your grandest plan. You can come back. You can't come back.
All right, Jill Andrews on WRVU. Thank you so much for...
You're so welcome.
...coming in and playing. Man, that is so beautiful. Let's see here. Okay, you got a show Tuesday, May 1st, 3rd in Lindsley. Y'all don't miss that. And make sure to get her album at... iTunes, or you can definitely friend her up at facebook.com/ Jill Andrews Music. Okay, so I think we're going to play one off of your CD, or is that cool?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, what track you want here?
Let's play, how about the first one?
All right, we'll do
it's
that.
Sound of the Bells.
Okay, well, Jill, I really appreciate it again, and you're welcome to come back anytime.
That's great. Thank you so much.
All right, Jill Andrews with Sound of the Bells. Here we go.
Take a walk with me, you know which way I'm going. Following the sun all over town now. Scare away the shadows in my head. Still growing, only you and I can bring them down. Hold me in your arms and it
All right, we are back just like that. You're listening to The Delicious Elixir with DJ Raj. We just had Jill Andrews live in studio performing for y'all. She really knocked it out. Again, make sure to check her out May 1st at 3rd and Lindsley, and also to friend her up on Facebook at Jill Andrews Music. Okay, so this last portion of the show, we're going to switch it up, and we're going to do a Get Well Soon show for LaVon Hem. I don't know if y'all have heard it, and I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer, but he is in the last battles with his cancer. So his family asked that folks send out some good thoughts and some prayers for him. So we're going to do that today. So hope y'all enjoy it. And we're going to let Billy Bob Thornton do a little speaking here. All right.
An inspiration for every person in this audience, myself included. One of our heroes, LaVon Hem.
Oh,
Nashville, we are back one last time. This is The Delicious Elixir with DJ Raj. You can check me out on facebook.com/Delicious Elixir. I'm here every Wednesday at 1. That actually may be changing, so friend me up there on the Facebook. We definitely want to thank Jill Andrews for coming in and just singing those sweet, sweet songs for y'all. You can check her out May 1st at 3rd and Lindsley, and you can check her out on Facebook on Jill Andrews Music. So, we just played two songs for LaVon Helm. He is the drummer of the band. He was in the Bob Dylan's backing band called The Hawks back when Bob Dylan went electric. And LaVon Helm has been in many movies, well, two or three, definitely in the one, a really good movie, Coal Miner's Daughter. He played Loretta Lynn's dad. He's just a cool guy, man. I've never met him, but he just seems like a guy that would live down the street and help you out when your car broke down or something, you know? Okay, so he's not doing too well. He's got cancer, and his family just posted yesterday that he's in the final battle with cancer. So he's needing some prayers and some good thoughts. So we're trying to send them out to him today. You just heard Bob Dylan and the band with The Weight, and before that was LaVon Helm with Ophelia. That's a Ramble at the Ryman. That was recorded 2008. I had the pleasure of being there at that actual show, and man, it was just really cool because he had been battling cancer for about 6 or 7 years, and you know, he just had a big smile on his face and was just living it, you know, and not letting it get the best of him. So we're going to send this next song out for him. Let's see here. I think, yeah, we'll just do LaVon Helm, Wide River to Cross. But we'll see y'all next week, and I hope y'all enjoyed it. Here we go. Mm-hmm.
there's a sorrow in the wind blowing down the road I've been. I can hear it cry while shadows steal the sun, but I cannot look back now. I've come too far to turn around, and there's still that I must run. I'm only halfway home. I've got to journey on to where I'll find the thing I've lost. I've come a long, long road, but still I've got some miles to go. I've got a wide river to cross. I have stumbled, I have strayed. You can trace the tracks I've made all across the memories my heart recalls. But I'm still a refugee. Won't you say a prayer for me? 'Cause sometimes even the strong I've got a wife.